Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Fun day today with Dan Weider in for Molly. Time to wind things down and start thanking some people who helped us. Evan Thomas, beginning with him, getting us motivated and staying on the Twitch stream so you could all see our orange today, or at least mine. Not Dan's, he's in green. Who's green?
Who's left? Go Mean Green.
I know it's Mean Green. That's North Texas.
It would have been Michigan State.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Sparty.
Well, I've literally got the big red here.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's right. Dennison. Oh, yeah. They still
go big
alive?
Red. Well, they just won the
Bucknell yesterday. You're supporting both children.
Both kids, right? Because I actually bought this later because my daughter's like, you know, you got all this Bucknell stuff. You might get yourself a something, Dennison. They just won the Division III diving championship,
well done.
I believe.
Yay. Well done, divers from Dennison. That's hard to say. Little alliteration. But thank you to everyone for calling and texting. Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, March 24th. And thank you to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
This is a bad boy right here. This is a bad boy.
That guy, nobody has more fun than Jerome Tang coaching that team, and why not? And thank you also, Brandon Fryer, for wearing orange and doing all that you do. Go Tigers. Thank you. Our team, our Tigers. Princeton, the adopted home team for tonight. We're going to all enjoy the upset, but nobody more than me. All right, now it's time. Bernstein and Holmes for Layla is in for Holmes. So, hi, Layla. Hi, Dan. How's
Hello.
It going?
Hello. Hey. So, Go Tigers for Princeton is actually G-O as opposed to G-E-A-U-X Tigers.
Well, that's a great drop. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Blake Peters would want you to say it in Chinese.
I don't know how.
Or Mandarin.
I don't know how. I can say.
I don't know either. Molly impressed him or tried to impress him by congratulating him in Chinese on Monday.
I think ni hao is as far as I, as deep as I'm going to go in my Mandarin.
I learned how to say Happy New Year last year. Sending Kuai Le.
I don't know if they have a shot tonight, but it's going to be fun to try.
Sure, they have a shot.
Yeah.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
What would it take? Every possession, them having to be heightened awareness, protect the basketball, get the best shot possible. They can't bleed the shot clock. I mean, they can, but remember how they used to win. Space the floor, bleed the clock, don't turn the ball over, celebrate.
I was going to say, win the turnover battle and maybe come up with some sort of X and O wrinkle that is just comes out of nowhere. And Henderson's the kind of guy where this is the one sport in which you can spring something on him, whether it's a weird exotic zone or hybrid defense or some kind of offensive set that's just not on film, and try that, you know, the kind of just desperation move.
One of the things I loved during my time on the college basketball beat was watching the chess match preparation during the week between the round of 32 and the Sweet 16. And then again, when you got to flip it from 16 to 8, and the teams that were successfully able to find that one thing, right, like what you're talking about, just that one matchup that either attacks their strength in a way that makes them uncomfortable or illuminates something that you do really well, you can find ways to sneak through, and it's a minefield in college basketball for even the best teams. And so if you can find that one little thing, you can shock everyone.
Maybe there's a matchup. Maybe you got a guy on your bench who can do something and you haven't been able to really quite deploy it, but a coach says, you know, maybe in this game, that thing we talked about, we can try it.
Are you a Duke basketball fan?
I'm not.
Do you remember the 2010 Elite Eight game against Baylor?
So not specifically.
It's the year they ended up playing Butler for the national championship game, and the Hayward shot was in the air for what seemed like 6 minutes. But they went in that game, and Baylor's defense was as good of a defense as you're ever going to see. They played this zone that just attacked you from all different angles. And they just figured out how to run offense from the post and get threes off relocation. They said the key is our three-point shooters have to. And it was fascinating to learn that the day before the game, Chris Collins, who we had on earlier, and Wojo, kind of walking us through what their game plan was. I mean, look, your eyes are like mine were in the moment of like, wow, they're really telling me how they're going to attack this tomorrow. And then watching it through that lens and seeing, holy crap, they just beat Baylor in a high-level game, you know, in Houston with all the
Baylor
people.
Were you at the Hayward missed the, at the buzzer game?
It's the only time.
We were at two of those great NCAA tournament games together, and we didn't even know each other.
There are two moments in my life where time seemed to stand still, sports viewing life. It's that and the double doink kick, where the ball just seemed like it was suspended in air for both of those things for longer than it actually was. And you're like, what's happening here? And then you know how both of those ended with backboard rim ground, upright crossbar ground.
That is really, my basketball mind is still, the idea of relocating three-point shooters, was it a 2-3 zone?
Yeah.
Is it like a matchup 2-3?
Yes.
That's really interesting because it's almost a hockey power play principle. When you have exchanges,
right.
When you know like against the box, the only way you can find angles is by initiating your own movement. That's really that's an interesting principle.
That is the power play approach.
Right?
How do you find a way to do something that you haven't done in the previous 137 times you tried, and creating movement and creating some sort of deception, whatever the case may be.
It's funny because Layla and I were talking about it yesterday because of the baseline out of bounds football play that's become popular Dan Muller at Illinois State created. Now everybody has variations of the football play. We were talking about cross sport comps, X and O comps across sports like that, which I love.
My son's 10U travel team ran a football play to beat a press that basically all they wanted to do was get some seconds off the clock because they were getting destroyed by a press, and they ran a football play last month that was executed to perfection with a deep pass, and they completed it.
And at 10, they're putting that stuff in?
Coach Nancy, give Coach Nancy a lot of credit for drawing that up in a timeout huddle with 14.4 left.
I mean, you had a draft
Nancy
last
Lieberman?
Weekend, didn't you?
No.
Didn't you have a draft of 10U players
last
weekend?
Oh, yeah, House League draft last week.
It was pretty rough.
We got a team.
Brutal. You got a team.
The key to the House League draft, the bottom third of your roster. And everybody's got all the travel kids you know are good. The teams that win in House League, they know the kids that no one else knows. If you can just get a solid bottom third,
I don't know. I think the key to a House League roster, a good season, would be knowing drafting the kids who have the quiet parents.
That's why there were people that wound up on our board going into the draft.
I think that is the key to a peaceful season. I don't know if it's a successful one, but certainly it's going to be quieter.
You're doing all the evaluations. See, dad's a bag. Mom's allowed drunk.
Over here, off the board.
Awesome. House league. That must be a Midwestern term.
Yeah.
It means non-travel. That means no cut, non-travel.
So similarly, we just call it by whatever the league, you know, acronym would be. Or something like that.
I don't know.
Rec league or something. Yeah. I've never heard house league until today.
Yeah, house just meant the teams in the league all play each other. You're not driving to Kankakee to play their all-stars.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Like, it's just different ways things are districted, if you will.
Although, if you do have to drive on it as a part of a travel league, sometimes those weekends can be fun.
Oh,
that's like the best part about being a hockey parent.
At a certain
age.
Are the
tournaments. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're all at the Fairfield Inn and the kids are all in the hot tub and the parents have cracked open the 30-pack or whatever somebody bought, and we've taken over the area next to the business center.
That's the other key to drafting, perhaps, is like getting the kids with the parents who party.
Yeah.
Who bring the coolers.
That's a key. And we talk about chemistry of a team, the group, the team includes the parent. And that's got to, you have to factor those things into the equation. Because you know what? Those weekends are, you know, they've, you spend a lot of time with these people. It's an important mix.
It's funny you bring that up, because for a while, one of Jason's baseball teammates was the son of the president and CEO of White Claw / Mike's Hard Lemonade.
How inconvenient.
That was a smart draft pick.
Right? And yeah. I remember it was like 2015, 2016. and we were at a tournament, and he brought out this cooler. He's like, hey, this isn't available here yet.
Yeah.
But let me just do an anecdotal little focus group here. Like, what is it? It goes, it's a seltzer. It's a hard seltzer. It's called White Claw. Like, oh, this is, and all the dads are like, this is great. This is great for golf. And all the moms are like, oh, this is really good too. And we're just like, can we invest in this?
It's become my on-course beverage. I don't know why it matches so well. Why it's perfect.
Because it's 5% alcohol.
Right.
It's cold. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's easy. Yeah. It's a good beach drink too. I discovered it at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it's good for breakfast. I mean, it's a good breakfast drink.
Breakfast.
You know, it goes with toast. Anyway, you guys.
I took a shot of apple cider vinegar, and I'm like, not feeling great about it. But I think that's how you know it's working.
Apple cider vinegar this morning?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Life. I don't know.
It's supposed to have a healthy impact. Yeah, enjoy is the wrong term. You don't really enjoy it, right? It's just sort of a necessary evil.
Nah, you deal with it. Yeah. I diluted it with water.
How about celery juice? You ever do that? Grinding the celery juice?
I'm not in on that. Like,
my wife is big into that.
And I'll make smoothies, but I don't do the whole celery juice thing.
I thought something like the unfiltered apple cider vinegar was supposed to be really good for uric acid levels, like for gout sufferers.
I don't have gout.
There's that, like, black cherry.
Hold on. How did I not know this? You have gout?
I said I don't have gout.
Oh, I thought you said I do.
No, I... Do women get gout?
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
David seemed kind of excited that you might have had it.
Well, misery loves company.
No! Really?
Well, I just mean... I could relate to... If you were a gout sufferer, I could relate to that. Having to eat or avoid certain things and, you know... Any sort of remedy, I'm in for.
I should avoid more foods, but mostly from the weight gain category. That's really it. But yeah, no, that's what I did this morning. Not White Claw, but apple cider vinegar. It is my Saturday, though, so maybe I should have.
But you're working. It can't be your Saturday. Not, you're working today.
Yeah, I woke up. I did a thing.
Yeah.
Typically, I don't wake up until like 10 on Friday.
I mean, I can tell you're not working because you're dressed like me.
Well, I got to go to physical therapy after this. Not for gout.
I know. Okay. Your knee, though. You have bursitis, correct?
It's better now. Now it's just about like strengthening rando muscles, which is great. Nobody cares about this. You guys were talking about spacing, and I do actually think that that is major key to the teams that won last night and probably will be today.
Offensive spacing?
I mean, or just being in the right place at the right time to get the 50-50 ball, unlike the Bulls against the Sixers on Wednesday.
Gonzaga and UCLA, Dan, I watched that, to Layla's point. There's more of an appreciation for offensive basketball, watching those two teams function and run their offenses more than you typically see college, you know, offenses being able to be run, because those two teams are advanced.
Well, that's also what you get with Drew Timmy, where he can, you know, he scored, what, 36 points, but did you see what UCLA was basing their offense on? Was getting him involved in high ball screens, making him move his feet. And he's got to score that much because he's a liability defensively and teams directly attack him.
That game has become such a wonderful matchup over the past however many
UCLA
tournaments.
Gonzaga?
And Gonzaga's eliminated UCLA, what, is it four times in a row? The classic that they had in 2021 to me was one of the greatest ever.
No question.
And that's going way back. That goes back many years.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But it's
Timmy's played in every one of those games, though.
Right. We're joking about that when apparently Perry Ellis was giving Armando Bacot some hell about announcing he was coming back. It's like, Perry Ellis, you were 35. And you're like senior year of Kansas.
Well, he looked 50. I mean, he had like male pattern baldness going on.
When he was a freshman.
Yeah.
Perry Ellis was at Kansas longer than I can hold a job.
What do you guys have today?
Well, we're going to appreciate that because longevity should be appreciated.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an appreciation for like a couple of college basketball players just for being good college basketball players. There's nothing wrong with that. There was some interesting exchanges in the coverage last night. Charlie Baker, the new head of the NCAA, was on CBS, and then Charles Barkley and Clark Kellogg got into it a little bit. At 11, Brooks Boyer from the White Sox is going to come on because there's new food items, and we're going to usually this is our annual check-in to see what White Sox fans have to know about the ballpark experience this year, about concessions, about parking, about everything they need.
And you're doing that on Monday with Cubs.
Yes, I think Crane Kenny is going to serve for that purpose.
In the interest of equal time.
And Joe Ostrowski. All kinds of wagertainment stuff at 11:25. We've got High Noon. We've got Megan Montemurro at 12:25. There's some Bears talk mixed in as well. And I think we'll, because of the Bulls game tonight, a Damian Lillard appreciation is warranted.
Nice. Have a great show.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.